Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You ready?
Bone ready.
You say you're ready, but then you're rarely ready.
Yeah, but I got three stars.
Okay.
You know,
I don't know why you're being so aggressive. I just asked you.
You're coming after me.
No,
about
I asked
my,
you. I said,
you're
are you
attacking
ready?
A three-star recipient.
A three-star recipient?
Yes.
That's stolen valor because one of them is BS anyway.
You think they're all BS?
Yeah, they are all BS because you just run your stupid mouth. You back into something stupid. You forget what you picked.
Still counts, baby, in the box score.
Give me star. Give it to me. It's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for everyone's favorite break room game, Where Are They Whining? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. And if you're joining us for the first time, we'll give you a quick explanation how this works.
All right.
Kimmy has a post from the neighborhood app. You guys have been sending them to her. We greatly appreciate it. She has removed street names and town references, but there are still clues in that post.
So how do I get those?
Well, you and I and everyone that can hear us, we have to listen.
I have to listen.
You got to figure out where they whining.
Yeah.
All right. It's very simple.
All right.
Keep in mind, you listen to Kimmy, you do not listen to Tommy, because Tommy just starts making up stuff in his head, and he throws everybody else off. And like, hey,
but I pick up on the subtleties.
Do you?
Of what's being said.
I'm not sure you know what the word subtlety means.
See my hands?
Yep.
That's subtlety.
That's not what subtlety
is. That's how subtlety
works,
okay, baby.
We did not have a winner last week, which means we need someone this week to come through.
Mm.
Are we ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Kimmy, are you ready?
Yep.
Let's do the damn thing.
Warning, do not do business with blank over on blank street. What? How do you? Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I ain't saying.
You don't know nothing.
I'm holding it in.
You've never held anything
that's
in
that's subtle.
Life. You have never held anything
that's
in
how
your
you
life.
Do subtle.
Stop doing that with your hands.
He's in like karate mood now. Anyways, he claims to be an expert in basement waterproofing, but he's full of crap. We paid him under the table to come take a look at what was causing water to pool in our basement. He gave us a number for how much it would cost, took our money, came back to do the job, spent about 20 minutes in our basement, and said it was, quote, taken care of. Well, wouldn't you know, he lied. The next day it rained heavy, and we were back to a basement full of puddles. Also found an empty beer can down there, too, assuming it was his. Don't be fooled. He says he used to work for a local waterproofing company, but we called all of them, and no one has ever heard of him. He'll also tell you he maintains a few rental properties, but the jury is still out on that, too. Mm. He is not the handyman extraordinaire he says he is. That being said, we are working on getting our money back. We are working on getting our money back, but in the meantime, any recommendations? We moved into our home 2 years ago, and this is a reoccurring problem no one warned us about. Seems to be a common occurrence with homes in the neighborhood, too. Our neighbors just kind of deal with it instead of fixing the problem. They say it's just something you have to deal with living in an older home.
Oh.
This is terrible advice. We will not settle.
Okay. Tommy jumped because he finally listened to the last part of it. He stopped listening.
Yeah. I'm listening.
Before we get to your thing, pretty ballsy to lie about being able to do the job and then drink a beer.
According to this post, we don't know.
And fix it in like 20 minutes and screw.
All done. Threw a couple sponges down there. Yeah. You should be fine. Okay, Tommy, what'd you hear, buddy?
Well, I'm hearing, this sounds like an older person.
Well, no, because it sounds like they just moved into the neighborhood.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're not older.
Why would you buy a new house? You normally downsize.
But in my neighborhood, we have people that have moved in about older neighbor. They're older people that have bought into old buildings.
Okay.
Homes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Just let him think what he wants.
No, yeah, it's fine.
I give him my opinion and you challenge me.
That's what I'm saying. We'll let you talk to
you. I love old guys. You talk to you challenge anything I say.
Well, you ask me a question. I give you my opinion. No, your opinion's wrong.
I didn't say your opinion was wrong. I was pointing out flaw in your logic, stupid.
No, but I see.
Yeah?
You're not a nosy neighbor. I am. That's why you don't have any stars.
Oh, I have a star. Thank you.
Bro,
he has one.
You have one popcorn fart of a star.
Bro, you can't even.
You have a barely star.
A barely star?
Yeah.
You got Zachney's disease.
What does that mean?
Your face looks exactly like your ass.
Like my starfish?
Yes, thank you. All right, so you run in your mouth. You ain't got no pick yet. What do you got?
So I see this as an older person.
Okay.
I see this as an older home that needs some basement damage. And where would that be where you'd be concerned?
You tell me.
I'm going to my hometown.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking Pittsburgh.
Okay, because you try to claim like five hometowns. I'm going to my hometown. I'm going to my hometown city. No, I'm not. What, you think I'm stupid? You think this is my first day? I was born at night.
Dressed like it.
I was born at night. I wasn't born last night.
What?
Man. All right, so you got Pittsburgh.
I'm taking my hometown.
You are so wrong here.
You say that every week.
And most of the time, I'm right. You got 3 stars. You played this game 1,000 times.
You got to think of older homes that need work.
No, I would think more older homes are on the west side than they are on the east side. The post-war homes. Gates.
I live in a post-war home.
I understand. Well, I guess every home is a post-war home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stuff that was made like in the 1940s and 1950s. This sounds like a young family that was sold a bill of goods on the home that they weren't aware of. Because you can't do inspections anymore on houses, Tommy. You got to snap them up real quick. These folks wanted something to look cool, right, Kimmy? They were on TikTok and they saw people buy an older home.
Maybe. So you're thinking like a Kimmy couple.
Yeah, Kimmy couple. You hit that right on the head. But a Kimmy couple wouldn't be able to afford a new, older home in Pittsford or Fairport or Parenton or any place like that.
What are you thinking?
They whining.
So you're thinking of a busted town.
Not busted.
What are you saying? I'm saying busted.
No, just not like 1% town.
All right.
It was my hometown last week. They whining in Greece. I'm going Greece.
Or you take the biggest burb.
Oh, I'm sorry. You could have taken it. Why didn't you?
I wasn't feeling it.
Okay, so then what's the problem?
Oh.
Shut up. No, it makes perfect sense, right? Plus, you have someone that lives, like it says the person who does this is around the corner. You have a blue-collar worker working, living in your neighborhood. That doesn't happen
but
in Pittsburgh.
It's very hard to jive West Side people. Because they know, because they work with their hands. They're journeymen. They're craftsmen. They know when they're being jived. People like you and I have soft hands. Been counting money your whole life.
I grew up on the West Side.
Yeah, but you grew up soft on the West.
Oh, did I? You know, you met my dad. He was he's a West Sider. That guy, sharp as a tack, can't scam him. Man who sold pyramid scheme long distance services. Once I get you on my downline, we're all going to be millionaires. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There is one rule and one
What's
rule
that?
Only.
What's
you get one pick.
All right.
If you're sitting on hold and you hear someone else say your town, you got 2 options. Hang up the phone, try again next week.
Right,
we won't be upset, or pick another town.
Okay.
If we pick up the phone and you say, you've been disqualified, and the commissioner, as aggressive as she's been the last couple of weeks.
Oh, she's been tough.
Has all final say. Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's start with Mike. Mike, where are they whining, buddy?
They're whining in Marion.
Marion?
Way to kick it off with a bang.
Is that our first Marion?
Marion, man. They bitch about everything in Marion, man. You can't even have tires in your yard. They bitch about everything.
Oh, from that story earlier this week of the woman that wanted to do the garden stuff.
Oh, yeah, the garden tires.
Gotcha.
All right,
Mike. Well, Yes. Mike was on hold for 10 minutes
for that. He pays attention.
You did. You would have passed the break room test. Mike, thanks for the call. Well, that was a waste of everybody's time. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Folks trying to frantically get in. It's funny. When a line clears, you can tell how many people are on hold by how fast it pops. Oh, okay. And it literally, boom!
All right, that's good.
But while we're getting there, we'll talk to Cody. He's on CMF. Cody, where are they whining, buddy?
They're whining in Canandaigua.
Why Canandaigua?
So I'm hearing water in basement for near the lake.
Sure.
I'm hearing old house that they live in, historic neighborhood. And I'm hearing rental properties, Canandaigua vacation spot on the Finger Lakes.
Okay. Yeah, man, I mean, it's good because that's the only lake in this area or body of water that would cause water to get into a basement.
Yeah, the only one. Well, I'm trying to factor in everything together, and that just seems to be the most logical place to do it.
So you think the only reason you get water in your basement is because you live near a lake?
Oh, no, there's plenty of reasons to get water in the basement.
No, but you've chose the lake.
I'm factoring in the older neighborhood rental properties. I'm trying to factor in everything.
Yeah.
He's trying to factor in everything.
Well, you got to use your factors, your basic factors.
I'm factoring in everything, including the theory of relativity.
I got lake water in my house.
You know, for a guy that sounds smart, you're so dumb.
Dueling Cody's in the break room.
Well, tell me. All right. Cody, we got you for Canandaigua.
Yeah, it sucked.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
That sucked.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Brian. Brian, where are they whining, buddy?
They are whining in Gates.
Why Gates?
So I'm a Gates guy, grew up in Gates. What? I've never paid cash for any repair. Any mechanic, any home improvement, it's the cash. So the fact that they...
under the tape. You know, they didn't mention that.
You're going Gates. Okay, I got you. First of all, Brian, great to talk to a fellow...
under the tee was invented.
Great to talk to a fellow Gatesian. That's where you screwed yourself. He's right.
Gatesian.
Well, no, we're a couple of Gatesian. Pair of Gates bros.
Well, how do you screw
himself? Gates guys.
You screwed yourself.
Why?
Tommy, because you went Pittsford. Nobody in Pittsford pays under the tee. You have to call
your lawyer.
How do
you think those 1%ers get all that money? They all do under the tee.
No, you have to call your lawyer, who then calls your accountant, who then calls your offshore accountant.
I can't wait for my pick to come ringing in.
Okay. Now, Brian, here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. As a couple of Gates bros, a couple of Gates guys, I want to cheer for you. A
couple
here,
of hoodlums.
Gates was a pick last week, and does Kimmy have it in or go back-to-back Gates Wheats?
You know what? I think Kimmy does, and I'm just kind of putting my stock in it. So, Kimmy, do us right.
Well, I mean, she does. It's already done. Yeah, she has to choose at the end, Brian.
Yes.
Brian, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Do people think that Kimmy is
just
manipulating the answers
at the end? By the end?
Maybe we should have like a clearinghouse.
What do you mean?
I mean, I could show. We need maybe another person.
That's what I mean.
To verify.
Because she is
a backup?
Evil. Well, she's evil enough to, like, if we hit, change the answer to make our lives miserable. She's evil enough to do that. And there was that run where only the people we made fun of the hardest kept winning.
Oh, yeah.
That's on you guys.
No, but you could have switched it.
I didn't switch it.
Right.
These are real posts, my friend.
All right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Pete. Pete, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to Rondequoit.
Why Rondequoit?
Because that's where I was making your mom flood the basement last night.
It's not funny.
Oh, she juicy.
For God's sakes, man. Stop double-teaming my mom.
Juicy Lucy. Well, there's plenty of room.
Okay. So we're going to stick with the water theme here?
Yeah, we are.
All right, great.
Well, a lot of old homes in Rondequoit. It's a very old neighborhood.
Sure, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
so that's not a bad pick.
No, it's true. It's one of the few towns in Rochester that has old homes.
But if you think about
every effing town in Rochester, it's been around since the 1700s.
But Henrietta's got a lot of new development.
And old town. And old houses.
Webster's more new.
No.
But most of those towns, most of Webster's on the newer end.
Okay, there's a lot of new. There's a lot of old.
There ain't no new in Rondequoit. Town's full.
What are you...
Okay.
Pete, we got you for the call. Rondequoit, thanks for the call. I'm trying to think. No, there's got to be new in Rondequoit.
Where?
I don't know. Oh,
probably on the bay, like some condos.
Okay, but that would
When's the last time somebody built a new house in Rondequoit?
I'm not... I mean, familiar... Arondequoit, I'm not super
words?
Familiar with.
Is that what those words?
Trying to think out loud.
Oh, you speaking Italian?
Someone upset because they realized they screwed up?
The floor. I'm too close to the Canada.
What you're hearing is a man flailing because he realized that his pick is screwed, buddy. So now he's trying
no,
to
No, my pick is
can.
Looking good.
Your pick looking good, yeah. Really you got a bunch of high-end old folks who moved into a new old home
who
with a flooded basement.
Tea.
Who play under the tee to a guy who lives down the street who does blue-collar work. That sounds like Pittsburgh.
And he's also got many rental properties.
Yeah, absolutely. Nope, jury's still out on that from what I hear. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We'll get one more in before we reread the post for folks just joining us. We've been talking to a bunch of dudes.
Yeah. What are your fantasies?
Okay, great. Lori's on CMF. Lori, where are they whining?
Brighton.
Why Brighton?
Purely because of the grammar and the sentence structure of the post, which is quite educated and well done.
Okay, so you're saying that this person sounds educated, therefore they must live in Brighton.
And then, yeah, and there's old homes there.
Okay, but here's the problem. There's no lake that touches Brighton.
Oh, how's the water get in then? Oh, maybe they ship the water in.
All right, Lori, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. We got Lori for Brighton. All right. Thoughts on the writing comprehension when choosing where they whine?
Oh, how intelligent they sound.
Yes.
Well, no, because, I mean, there's smart people all over.
You so dumb. You didn't even realize the sentence structure sounded intelligent. That's how dumb you is.
Did you?
No. But I also
don't. I don't listen to sentence structure. I don't even know what that is. Like you gotta have like the verb in the right place.
What do you mean? You don't even know what it is. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's the structure of the sentence.
Do you have to have a full sentence to sound smart?
I would think. Yeah, you can't do sputter broken off sentence fragments.
All right.
To do it.
I don't remember.
252-WCMF 252-9263. All right, give us a second, Kimmy. Can we get a reread for the folks that are just joining us?
All right.
Thank you.
Warning, do not do business with blank over on blank street. He claims to be an expert in basement waterproofing, but he is full of crap. We paid him under the table to come take a look at what was causing water to pool in our basement. He gave us a number for how much it would cost, took our money, came back to do the job, spent about 20 minutes in our basement, and said it was, quote, taken care of. Well, wouldn't you know, he lied. The next day it rained heavy and we were back to a basement full of puddles. Also found an empty beer can down there too, assuming it was his. Don't be fooled. He says he used to work for a local waterproofing company, but we called all of them and no one has ever heard of him. He'll also tell you he maintains a few rental properties, but the jury is out on that too. He is not the handyman extraordinaire he says he is.
Oh, this sounds so Pittsburgh.
That being said, we are working on getting our money back, but in the meantime, any recommendations? We moved into our home about 2 years ago, and this is a reoccurring problem no one warned us about. Seems to be a common occurrence with other homes in the neighborhood, too. Our neighbors just kind of deal with it.
Oh, that's the other thing. No, Pittsburgh people don't just kind of deal with something. They bitch and they moan until something changes.
Our neighbors just kind
of... We need you to reroute the canal because my basement keeps flooding. Excuse me.
When are they going to finish that?
Our neighbors just kind of deal with it instead of fixing the problem. They say it's just something you have to deal with living in an older home. This is terrible advice. We will not settle.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy is in Pittsford. I am in Greece. Mike is in Marion. Cody's out in Canandaigua because they got a lake out that way. Don't know if you saw it. Brian's in Gates. Pete is in Arondequoit because, again, water. Lori, not concerned about the lack of water in Brighton, but says the sentence structure says they're intelligent. That means they live in Brighton because only smart people live in Brighton. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to John. John, where are they whining, buddy?
Charlotte.
Why Charlotte?
High water table. A lot of the old gutter systems were routed into the ground around the house. And
shut up, nerd.
A lot of those basements leak.
He's making a really good point.
Oh,
so
shut up, you old man. High water table into the ground.
No, but like, yeah, the gutters aren't tied into the regular system, so they just goes into the ground.
Logic into this.
No, you're absolutely right.
Shut up! You don't know anything. He just said.
I know gutter talk.
You're trying
when I hear
to sound
it.
Smart because you admitted you don't know what a sentence structure is, and then he sounded smart, so now you're jumping on John's train.
I think about all them old homes that were built. Before the war up in Charlotte.
Before the war. Up afterwards. They built the houses.
This dude's going to win.
Is he?
Yeah. What?
What do you mean what?
What? I said this dude's going to win. How's
we
that?
We have clearly... Kimmy, explain it to him. Oh, your mic's off. Go ahead. John, thanks for the call, buddy.
Microphone.
You can't say that's a winner. We've already established
that. Why can't
that.
I say? I didn't say this was going to be my pick.
No, you already made your pick. After you made your pick, you cannot
say. I can't say, oh, good pick, bro.
Because you're
bro,
basically saying.
No, you didn't say good pick, bro. You said that's a winner.
Yeah. You said this guy's going to win.
Theoretically.
So. Explain to me what that means.
I don't know. Yeah, he could possibly win.
No, you didn't say he could possibly win. You said this guy's going to win. That's a second pick, you idiot. And you did this exact thing, and Kimmy let you slide but warned you on the next one. You were gone.
That's so stupid.
Shut up. You're stupid.
You could say that's a great pick.
That's kind of what I
said. That's an awesome pick, but you said this guy's going
to
win.
No, but I had no power to do that.
Yeah, what?
What a cockamamie show.
A cockamamie show.
Pittsburgh's back on the table, everybody.
If you want Pittsford, you can get it. It's
my sweet-ass pick.
Bro, don't waste your pick with Pittsburgh because it sucks. 252-WCMF. The ladies have shown up, buddy.
All right.
It's ladies' night all of a sudden. Let's talk to Katie. Katie, where are they whining?
Hello. I'm going to say Henrietta.
Why Henrietta?
Well, I'm out here in Wyoming County.
Okay.
But I briefly lived out that way. And there's a lot of, like, pretentious people in Henrietta.
Are we talking about the same Henrietta?
Did you say pretentious?
Pretentious, yes.
Yeah, like pretentious, kind of rich jerks.
Okay.
Rich jerk town.
I know.
No, that's where your mom lived.
That's where your mom lives.
Katie, we got you for Henrietta.
This is very damp.
Okay. Only when I showed up.
I already did the damp joke.
Did you? I did it better. Did you? You also been disqualified, so you get to do all your jokes again. Did you? Do you look at Henrietta as a smug town?
No.
Even though Smug Town Brewing was supposed to go in Henrietta?
No.
252-WCMF, let's talk to Alex, a lady Alex. Where are they whining, Alex?
Hi, I'm going to say Spencerport.
Why Spencerport?
Because growing up there, a lot of my friends and me all like would deal with like basement problems. Like we would always hear our parents complaining about it.
So you're all like musty?
Plus,
oh, you're musty Alex. Listen, you're musty Alex.
You guys do this to me every single time.
What?
It's the same lady Alex you make fun of for growing up in Spencerport.
Well, we didn't make fun of you. We just asked if you were musty because you had a wet basement.
Right.
Anyway,
your mama was probably musty,
too. Musty mama?
Don't let them throw you off, Alex.
Oh, musty mama.
Deal
with that box wine drama.
Hey, Alex, you were saying, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's fine. I'm also, it feels like it reads as like an older person, and also the houses are a little bit older there, so I feel like they would have more issues with like basement flooding than
so you know
other
what's happening?
Areas.
You know what's happening with Alex here? And she's fighting it hard, and I respect Alex a lot, because I've said on the show before, and I stand by the statement, that every kid in Spencerport is a douche.
Mm.
And eventually you guys
grow up and they grow out of
it. Exactly, you grow out of it, but like, you got to fight it. And you could hear Alex getting angry during this phone call. Like, that Spencerport douche.
You say this every time.
That's what I'm saying, though, but you heard it. It was like, you remember in the movie Alien where it's going to like burst out?
It was trying to burst out
of her West Side chest, and she held it in. And Alex, I think this is growth for you, and I'm very proud of you. I'm trying to give you a compliment.
Thank you so much, Duffy.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Great to talk to you, Alex.
Have a great day.
Bye. Still kind of douchey. 252-WCMF. All right, we got to get one. We got to get Barbara in here because he's been on hold for 25 minutes, and I feel bad. Barbara, where are they whining, buddy?
Morning, guys. I'm going to go with Webster.
Why Webster?
Because that was an Asian businessman who showers twice a day and collects movie stuff. That's what I would my house.
That's another good pick, actually.
You already disqualified yourself.
No, but like, remember my house?
Yeah, I remember your house.
It was always damp in the basement.
Yeah, but that's because the girls I brought over. Come on! High five!
Take that, Tina Marie.
The clue was given so hard. After a hard rain last week, who had the big flooding last week? Webster.
Oh,
good
man.
Call, bro.
I do want to point out that this is not a post from recently.
Oh! Barber's out. He's out. All right, Barber. We got you for Webster. Thanks for the call. All right, 252-WCMF. We're going to finish it the way we always do.
Oh, yeah.
With disappointment.
With the dampest caller we got.
You know he's got a wet basement, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Ben, where are they whining?
I'm going to go with East Rochester because it's a tight-knit community in there, and I just feel like all the neighbors are going to be talking to each other about, you know, crappy businesses and getting fleeced.
I don't hate it. I don't hate that.
Pretty good call.
I don't hate it.
Yeah. I'd love to kill you.
Damn, it's no fun when we don't get to make fun of Ben.
Yeah.
All right, well, good job, Ben.
Yeah, do something stupid.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye. There goes Ben.
Kind of disappointed.
Boom. Yes. All right. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
By the way, your pick was so bad, nobody jumped on it. Normally, they jump on it just to be a dick.
Let it hit.
It's not going to hit. And it doesn't matter if it hits because it ain't your star.
Yeah, but I'll always know it could have been.
What is this, a Hallmark movie?
I kind of know it's there.
I'll know in my heart that it was always here. Tommy picked Pittsburgh, but he disqualified himself. I am in Greece. Mike is in Marion. Cody is in Canandaigua. It's Canandaigua, guys. Go to the water. Brian's out in Gates. Pete is in Irondequoit. Lori's in Brighton because only smart people live in Brighton, and a smart person wrote this letter, she said. John is in Charlotte because the water table is low and the pipe is never good.
That's what I said was a good pick.
And right? That's what got Tommy disqualified. Yeah. Katie is in Henrietta because all those snooty people out in Henrietta going to the Buffalo Wild Wings. It's not open anymore. Alex is in Spencerport, and she fought the inner Spencerport gale, and we're proud of her for doing that.
The musty gale.
Barbara picked Webster. Ben is in East Rochester. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Do you want to leave? Because you don't even have to be here for this. Like, you're,
no, I'm enjoying it. Okay. Because you ain't winner.
Really?
What was your Greece, right?
Yes. I want you to look me in the face.
I do all day.
I want you to look me in the face. So when Greece hits, you can see what it looks like.
I like to hit your face with Greece.
There you go. Hot Greece. Cold grease.
Cold grease would be pretty nice.
Victor!
True.
Where they whining?
She's got a face. Come on.
Well, she's always got a face. She's always got the puss going.
This week, you don't have to worry about anything, Tommy.
Damn.
Because this week, we do not have a winner.
Again? Oh! Back-to-back weeks?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, we have
hold on.
Somewhat close.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No, we're east side, west side, 12 times.
That in Canandaigua?
Because this week...
You want to try that again? You want to back up?
Canandaigua.
Got it, Canandaigua.
Canandaigua.
You got Canandaigua?
This week, they whining in my neighborhood. They won in the Winton neighborhood of downtown Rochester.
All those old-ass houses.
And it's so close to the water.
Yes, it leaks right in.
Well, you know, whoever picked Charlotte had similar logic.
Okay. Yeah. Which I said was a good pick.
Same home problems.
What's the logic? High water table?
Older homes,
high water table. I got a high water table. And I described every effing house in every effing town that was built before 1970. It's called a high water. I don't even know what a water table is.
It's how high the water is in underground.
Is that what the water is?
Sure? Underground water.
Are you sure? Underground water.
Yes.
Yeah,
you know there's water under the ground.
You get the hell out of here, right?
Yeah,
because of the water table.
Yes.
Is it do they pay under the water table like this person
under
did?
Under the TT.
All right, well, congratulations to no one.
Yeah.
Man, we have been getting away from the city of Rochester. I mean, we were doomed from the start.
Mm.
Congratulations, Kimmy, for living in a place where your basement's probably flooded.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from The Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They used to bring granola. No, it's just straight up topsoil.
Well, there is some American granola. There is some granola that tastes like dirt.
Yes.
So these influencers claim it helps everything. It will help you with everything.
Probably not your teeth.
Well, no. There are some that say it helps with teeth. It'll help your gut health.
Look at the worms.
It'll reduce wrinkles. It'll cure acne. And the idea behind it
is your social life will be shot.
This is what they're saying. The idea behind it is that dirt is loaded with so many minerals that are good for you that your body absorbs them and every illness you have is taken care of.
But isn't there also like toxins in the soil?
Well, here's the thing, stupid. You can't just eat dirt off the ground. You have to
Where else do you get dirt from the ground?
You have to buy their special dirt that they're selling you. Yes.
Oh, you didn't tell me they're special, like organic special dirt?
No, look, normal dirt, to your point, is loaded with
chemicals.
Yeah, you
don't know what's been
rocks,
on that dirt.
So they wash the dirt?
No, they will
sell. Also known as mud?
They will sell you special dirt known as biodynamic soil.
Man. So how do I eat it? Do I sprinkle it like salt?
No, it comes in chunks, and it looks like clay.
Chunky dirt?
Yep. And they sell it using language like medium to hard crunch or a pleasant earthy taste.
Mm.
So there is a legitimate medical condition.
Like people who are lacking certain... like nutrients and things, like they crave dirt and clay, and they it's
a real thing. Yeah, it's a real thing. And like there's
chalk.
Science.
I remember one girl ate chalk.
Yeah, and there's science that says like when you're hungry for a certain kind of food, that your body needing that, your body knows that there's nutrients that you need in that. So like for example, if you wake up and you crave an orange, you need vitamin C, something like that, right? But this is not that. This is not eating it out of compulsion. This is eating it because you want to make your body
proactive. Right. I guess.
But you got to get the right dirt, like you said.
Yeah. So, by the way, just to be clear,
what a scam.
Yeah, somebody asked actual nutrition experts about it, and they say, do not eat dirt without talking to your doctor first.
Yeah, what does it do to like your digestive tract?
Makes it muddy.
Yeah.
But then again,
how about when you take the mud dumps, legitimate mud dumps? You got the slides, baby.
Mud pies.
So they say there is almost no scientific evidence to back these claims up. They say that the clays that you are buying from these influencers are not regulated, so you don't know what you're eating. They also say the biggest concern would be in this dirt that you're buying or in dirt that you find in the ground, heavy metals like mercury and
lead. So I was right. There's toxins in the dirt.
No, yes, you shouldn't eat dirt, obviously. You don't have to be a brain surgeon
You were kind of going pro-dirt there.
No, I was not pro-dirt.
Yeah,
I was,
shut me up.
My tongue was purely in cheek, and which is hard because my cheek is full of dirt right now that I've been eating. Oh, come on, people. I don't mean to sound
like... suckers all the time, man.
Maybe they're aiming...
dirt?
They're aiming it at people who are already eating dirt. So if you're going to eat dirt, eat a healthier dirt. I don't know.
But the amount of, like, when I watch TV, like regular TV, and it's all aimed for people my age.
Sure, yeah.
Right? So it's all pecker pills, any kind of medicine, and then they have those supplements, like, for everything. And, like, I'm reading this going, if that actually worked, this supplement you're trying to sell me for, like, my memory, you'd be a gazillionaire.
100%.
If you could give me back all my memory. But it's all snake oil.
And that's just it. Like, how many times do we have to do this over and over
again? It'll be endless because the next generation falls for
it. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
This stuff's been going. So I remember the big thing with my parents' generation was Geritol.
Okay.
And it was a liquid that you drank. They gave you youth. You get your youth back if you drank Geritol. And it was sponsored. They sponsored that crap all over the place.
They made a movie about it. It was called Cocoon.
Yes. And it didn't work because they all dropped dead at 60 because all they did was chain smoke and eat charbroiled steaks.
Which, by the way, is not the worst way to die.
It's the best way to die.
Choking on a charbroiled steak.
Oh, while you're burning one.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Health experts are warning you not to listen to dirt-eating influencers on TikTok and Instagram. And I wish that was not a real sentence that we had to say, but that's the thing. People are buying. They're buying dirt and eating it.
Special dirt.
They're buying dirt. Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
Don't eat dirt because the number one thing that'll get you is heavy metal poisoning. There are so many heavy metals that live in the soil that are filtered out by different processes. But if you just scoop it up and eat it, you're probably going to get lead, cadmium poisoning, palladium poisoning, any number of things which will probably kill you in a pretty good amount of time.
The only heavy metal you should enjoy is that weird-ass cartoon from the 1970s that has all kind of sexual and horror themes to it.
Oh, heavy metal.
Yeah.
Hey, because I live my life by statistics, 14.5% of men are over 6 feet tall in America, 33% of them are obese, and 25% of them make over $100,000. That makes only 1.1% of American men available for the 666 number.
Called it. Good 1%.
Good and you got to marry him young.
Calm down over there, Amish Tommy.
No, you got to get him young.
That's such a weird
thought. Jeremy, thank you for the statistics, and thank you for the information about not eating dirt.
Adios, Dicolones.
There goes Jeremy. See, he ate mercury, and now he talks like that.
What?
There are a lot of things I can tolerate in other human beings, right? Like, I don't have to agree with everything you think, right? And I can
giggle. You should listen to other ideas and opinions.
Sure. And I can even giggle at people that do things that I believe are pointless or unnecessary. But I will say this.
Like endless kettlebell exercises.
Those are not pointless and unnecessary. My shoulders are so strong.
So what are you supposed to be? Get ready so you don't have to be ready?
No, it's stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Right. Hashtag stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Hashtag no days off. But if I found out that a friend of mine was buying dirt and eating it, I can't be that person's friend anymore.
You know, somebody in your life has some kind of supplement that they take that is absolutely pointless.
Or, I mean, some like weird thing that just makes them feel better that has no actual value to it. But like, they may not share that with you, but who knows what they do like, in the privacy of their own home.
My brother's a big vitamin guy.
My oldest
brother. He's big on all these vitamins. Because if I might be missing a little something.
Okay.
And he takes endless amounts of this stuff.
But here's the thing.
And I know they don't work.
But there is legitimate science to some of the vitamin stuff, some of the supplement stuff.
Kind
of. And that's just it. Like, I would understand why someone, if you weren't talking, I'm very fortunate to have a medical expert in my family. Right. She's a doctor, right? So, like.
Your dad.
Right? But, like, I could see myself going down the road of supplements and stuff like that, things I didn't need, right? I understand why that could happen to somebody. I cannot wrap my mind around seeing someone on Instagram telling you to eat dirt, selling you said dirt.
It is genius. If you could sell somebody dirt, you demand.
It's not genius. That's the other thing about it.
Like, but you pulled it off. Like, you made money on it.
Selling someone on a pyramid scheme is genius, right? Like, to have that ability, that's genius. Selling someone a lemon of a car, that's an argument of genius. Yeah. Selling someone dirt doesn't make the salesman a genius. It makes the purchaser an idiot.
Yeah, but you found the right sucker. Sucker.
And by the way, don't suck on the dirt. You got to chew it.
Oh, yeah. Chew slowly.
Chew your dirt, people.
Slowly. You don't want to choke on your dirt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.